This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I have to say, JP has a quirk in his personality where he likes to figure things out.
Mm-hmm.
And Drabby came in here with this obscure guy that, you know, we met once 25 years ago.
Yeah.
And JP's going through literally our 30-year history of restaurants we've been to.
And meeting people, owners.
And he's looking at me and I'm going, who cares?
You were so annoyed during that.
I'm so annoyed by it. Like, who cares who the guy is?
Yeah. I haven't seen the guy in 25 years.
Like, and JP's like, no. It was the guy that we went. It wasn't when we were here. It was when we were there. And it wasn't there. And it was, no, it wasn't Fairfax. And I'm just sitting there going, I'm trying to do my freaking hit the skins, and JP's just going through his mental Rolodex and kind of flaunting his elite memory skill
off,
or
is
something.
That what it was? And not I'm showing like, off. You know what the ultimate end goal is?
To get
the free meal. We'll get hooked.
I don't even care about the free meal.
But it also just happens to be that, yeah, so I've been helping my wife do fundraising for this DC's Dancing Stars, which is coming up in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I was just going through, who am I comfortable in hitting up for money?
The junks.
Well, you already hit me up.
Yeah.
I think I gave her max $50.
I think you guys contributed $100.
$100? Yeah. No, I want $50 back.
Hey, talk to your wife.
I think we gave $100.
Yeah. Go ahead.
But I was going through it, and I just had so many contacts where I just didn't know who they were.
Good.
And so I did. I deleted like 250 names.
What, on your phone?
Yes, on my name. But I believe the name that he brought up during the break was one that I deleted. And it just got back to me. I was like, oh, that's who that was.
You just have a curiosity. And maybe it's a testament
to
you.
I have slight intellectual curiosity.
I have intellectual curiosity. I don't have curiosity about a guy I met 25 years ago.
Hey, it was good to us. It was good to us.
Who cares? Lots of people are good to us.
He cares, you don't.
Yeah, I mean, he was a guy I met for 5 seconds, maybe five times. Who cares?
Maybe not even five. I don't know.
You obviously care that you got all riled up about
it. But I care about
it. Like, if you didn't care, just ignore it.
Flexing this memory that you have.
There's no flexing. We were having a conversation.
No, this is just, I apologize because I was involved in it.
Yeah, you were like egging him on.
Usually Cakes likes that kind of nonsense talk, too.
But they're like, oh, no, it's this guy. No, it's that guy.
Dollar bet, what's this guy's name?
The Palmer. Who cares?
What do you care if we're talking about it?
It's distracting me. I can't think.
Man, you let things get to you.
No, because I'm trying to lock
Jason
in.
Jason wasn't distracted.
I wasn't even listening.
He blocks you out better than me. You're just in my head. I'm trying to figure out the pro football. Yeah.
I heard you talking about it.
He's also tilted. He's doing like.
Oh, yeah. I'm way tilted by this monumental thing.
He's doing paperwork on his computer.
I'm way too old. I'm way too much of a star to be doing this. I mean, why am I doing this, Valdez?
If you want to get paid, you're going to do it.
God, so annoying. I got to do tax withholding. It's not even that much money. It's not even that. I mean, we're going to do it twice.
Yeah, tell them to keep it.
Yeah, work for free.
You
give me your share.
I hate doing anything logistical.
Like, I hate that.
I'm too old.
I told him it would take about 20 minutes to do the paperwork, and of course his response is,
who wants to spend 20 minutes filling out tax withholding
documents? I mean, nobody wants to do it, but there are certain things that suck that you have to do when you're an adult, and that's one of the things you got to do. You got to do that. You got to do the stupid
compliance
videos.
I'm with you. It's a pain in the butt.
It's a pain in the butt.
And I can't tell you how many emails I got in there. Just from them.
I didn't even know, because I'm out on emails.
They must be 27 emails.
I'm punching out on the email universe. If you want to hit me up, text me. Out on emails.
Text is better than emails.
I'm out on emails. Don't like them. It's all garbage. It's all Amazon purchases.
And good luck unsubscribing.
Yeah,
you can unsubscribe all you want.
Does nothing.
It's still going to be an avalanche of emails that you
don't need. I can't keep up with it. I freaking hate it. I don't like doing it. I just want to do the show. I want to have fun for 4 hours. I want to hit golf balls. I want to watch my kids run around. And I want it sauna. I want to eat, not get too fat. And then I want to drink and then rinse and repeat every day. Nothing else outside.
You sound pretty happy.
I am happy. I don't want to do anything else. That makes me unhappy. Anything outside of that.
Problem is we have to. We've got to do it.
Hey, be sure you have your Halloween candy ready for Thursday.
Yeah.
That's the last thing he's caring about.
No, I don't care about Halloween. My wife has already put the Halloween candy out, and I'm already just devouring the most miniature Twix. Thank God for food shrinkage. They're the smallest Twix you've ever seen.
It is. It's fun size.
It's like
they're
a
fun size Twix.
It's like a niblet, and you know, I've had 100 of them.
But I think though, even the fun size, I checked I did the stupid thing checking the calories. That little fun size, 80 calories. Just like that. Yeah. And you eat it in 3 seconds.
Yeah. Well, that's why
they're so good.
That's why I'm getting enormous. But it is what it is.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do? I gotta say, my guys, Joe P and Vinny, they're doing the intermittent fasting. Uh-huh. They both have lost weight.
Hey, B, we're not eating nothing, man. We're sleeping. And we then we're waking up and then we're hungry, but we don't eat.
We don't eat
for a lot. And we eat like vinegar and water, and then we'll eat like 6 hours later.
They eat from 1 to 7, and that's it.
Right. They shut it down.
They don't eat.
And I got plays to call, EB. Liked you as our kicking game coordinator this past week.
Their kicker? They didn't need me, by the way.
They didn't. He was a stud.
They didn't need me. Stud Turkish kicker.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, I had a great trip up to Long Island.
Vinny and Joe are dieting together.
No, I don't think so. I mean,
it sounds like it.
I mean, they're just both doing intermittent fast. I think what happened is.
What do you think I care?
I think, if I was to be honest, I think Vin lost a bunch of weight doing the intermittent fasting, and Joe
got
saw
jealous.
That, and he started doing
Cookie.
It too. And Joe lost a little bit of weight. So.
Hey, Vinny, you can lose all that weight you want. You're still wearing those Crocs. They're terrible.
That's true. True story.
He doesn't coach in Crocs. No way. You can't coach on the side.
You know, I didn't look
Crocs.
At his footwear. But
that's impossible. Because he would not be taking seriously.
Take a little way out of their machismo.
Yeah.
They're dieting together.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess that he's definitely coached in Crocs.
Really?
Dude, I've seen him go to fancy dinners in Crocs. Yeah.
Well, you can't do that.
His wife's like 60th birthday.
Yeah.
Is she embarrassed if he shows up in Crocs somewhere?
I think beyond embarrassed.
Right.
I
mean, yeah, so past that point.
I don't even think there's it. What is it when you're so embarrassed you don't even care anymore?
Mortified.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Yeah. Probably more.
Hey, can you imagine Tony Soprano and Paulie intermittent fasting together?
I mean, I don't think they're not coordinating. You don't think that that's normal? I'm going to defend my guys.
Hey, we shouldn't have told EB. Now everybody knows that we're intermittent fasting together. That was dumb.
If Drabby does something and he's successful at it, you might try it.
Hey, I can't wait till 1 o'clock so we can have our antipasta.
I had Joe P's Sunday sauce.
No cannolis after 8.
That's right.
I had his Sunday.
I've got my ghoul for you after 7 o'clock.
I had Joe P's Sunday sauce with his what did it have in there? It had sausage. It had eggplant. It had meatballs stuffed with.
You lost me an eggplant.
You're not an eggplant guy.
I mean, do people walk into Italian restaurants and order eggplant parm? I think not. They order chicken parm.
How many Weight Watcher points does a ZD have?
Well,
I can't eat that manicotti. It's 7 o'clock. It's gonna have to wait.
I think that's the beauty of intermittent fasting: is you can eat whatever you want, basically.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Basically.
Hold on, give me another slice of that regat pie. It's almost 8.
I don't even know what that is.
All right. Want me to hit the skins, Cakes?
Sure.
What's going on with
Let's do
skinnies.
It. Hit the skins. Brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now. Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case. Well, then you can sip on our refreshing 12-ounce can. Grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies. You get 10% off. Don't Sleep makes you great.
All right, so Lurch is back today, and we talked a lot about sort of the aftermath of that game and what our emotions were. We took calls from people. You know, Jason, we said this yesterday. That's one of those games where you're going to remember where you were when it happened.
Yeah.
And everyone had a little story. I had some sad Skins fans that called us. that had actually left the game.
They're driving home.
Yeah, you know, they're in.
No, they were like in the parking lot.
Oh, they're walking.
They hear the roar of the crowd. They miss.
Then
like,
they run back in to find out what happened.
Greatest comeback in 30 years here.
How crazy was the reaction of Dan Quinn? What would Ron have done if that happened?
I don't even know.
I think even stoic Ron would have been moved to emotions had that happened.
But not like that.
Not to Dan Quinn.
He might have just kneeled it.
Did right? Dan Quinn compare it to when Jim Valvano in 1983, they won the national championship?
He referenced it.
He talked about it running around the court just not knowing who to hug.
Mm-hmm. Well, DQ referenced
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
It was pretty funny. It's what it looked like. Can't imagine the sheer euphoria of it. And, of course, Cosme said it was like being in a movie. Which is kind of like a viral thing, right? Mm-hmm. It's like a movie. People do that bit now. But the power rankings, if you look at the power rankings, I mean, it is truly stunning to see where Washington is right now when you compare it to just 7 weeks ago or so, where we were like 31-32. Yep. 31 or 32. And we said this also yesterday, Jason missed it. You got to tip your cap to the defense because, okay, they're not playing amazing teams, and the Ravens certainly had their way with us. But by and large,
they've gotten better.
The defense has gotten better. They're playing more physical. Frankie 100%. Louvu is jumping off the screen for everyone.
Secondary's playing better.
They're starting to create some turnovers.
Joe Witt's doing something. Yeah.
And, you know, you got to take us a little bit more seriously, I think.
I would agree.
Sporting news.
Remember, we said at the beginning of the year, the defense is what's going to hold us back. You know, right. The offense is going to score points, but we're going to lose 34-31, and that's just not the case anymore.
So there's a guy here for the Sporting News that collated a few of the different power rankings around. They're sort of random, but this guy from the Sporting News, he has the Commanders up three rankings to sixth, so sixth strongest team in the NFL right now. Jeremy Clough from the Arizona Republic. I don't know who he is, but I'm sure he's a longtime beat guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the Commanders up to fourth.
Ooh,
like fourth in the NFL. Some others, not as impressive, but still all top 10. Writer from NBC Sports has got us ninth. Matt Johnson, Cakes, he's got a seventh from a Sportsnaut. Have you heard of that site?
I have not.
And then a writer from Sports Illustrated also has him top 10 up to ninth. So, Cakes, you can start saying we now since you are.
I can say we.
If we do this official adoption slash, you know, what should we do? Should we baptize him? Should we adopt him? Should we marry him? Like, what should we do, Drabby?
I don't know. You just tell me. We've got to have an official ceremony.
Because I think the time is now.
Yeah. It's probably the time.
And I think it's
probably
also
a good time.
It's a perfect time because your kids, you've raised them well.
Mm-hmm.
They're good kids. They also seem to be all Commanders fans.
They all are Commanders fans.
And,
yes, correct.
And everybody will do anything to be, you know, to bond with their kids.
Sure.
And you're having the family over.
I root for all the other locals. It just makes sense.
It makes sense. Why
just makes all the sense
fan.
In the world.
Yeah.
I was a dumb young kid and rooted for the Raiders. I've now grown up and evolved.
Part of that experience means, in my opinion, I know John doesn't like this, but you have to start referring to them as we.
Yeah, I don't love referring to them as we.
He doesn't truly believe that way. He doesn't believe that.
I think you could say
let's just say he had the Steelers defense on his fantasy team.
See, this is what it comes back to.
He would be rooting for Steelers picks, a pick six.
Well, we talked about this yesterday.
He would be rooting.
I think the two can coexist.
I feel like the Commanders could be my team, but I could also have fantasy teams like going against the Commanders.
Yeah, but like, so in other words, if you have Malik Neighbors this week, didn't you say that?
Yeah, I do have Malik Neighbors, yes.
You want, more importantly, the most important thing in your life this week is the Commanders win. And, you know, outside of family interests.
Yeah, sure.
The second most important beat would be a Commanders win, and despite Malik Neighbors still putting up points.
Yeah, just give me a Commanders 30-21 win with Malik Neighbors catching 9 balls for 100 and a touchdown.
That sounds weird.
It's called the perfect run.
That's okay. So you know you do that. You do that yourself. The Niners are playing somebody. And,
I don't
Jordan
care as
Love
much about the Niners now that I used to.
But
you care way more about Washington than I do.
Yeah.
But
see, he might be vulnerable too.
I believe.
Do you want to become a Commanders fan? You want to join the cult?
Only if I have money on him.
See, that's his underlying issue.
But no, you have to say.
And by
we
the way, I was live betting Washington all Sunday from 5 to
very nice.
Why was that? What were the odds?
Well, I mean, they I was just live betting them as I was watching the game.
Right, but did it start out super advantageous?
Started out pretty even money, and then obviously they were winning, so I was laying a little bit more money. And then at the end, I thought, oh, I'm a big fat loser, mm-hmm. but I had a bunch of money on them. And when the Hail Mary hit, I was like,
yeah. All the money just poured into your account. Accounts were swole.
So I noticed that prior to the announcement, and they didn't even announce it, but they basically said it was going to be a game time decision. It was Bears minus three, right? And then right before game time, when they finally, or it was off the board.
Washington was a favorite.
Yes. By the time the game started, yes. we were minus one. That's what
even,
I saw.
Even see, FanDuel even had him, I think, at 1.5 at one point.
Right. But yeah. Prior to that, even though I didn't see it on the board, you would see it like in the online stuff, they were saying minus three. You know what I mean? Like you might not be able to bet it at FanDuel.
I think it went down on FanDuel before that.
A little bit?
Yeah.
So
I think they might have been 1.5, maybe one, and then it flipped.
The Commanders zooming up the power rankings, Cakes, and I think probably justifiably so. It's shocking, but that's where we are right now.
All right, when we come back, we're going to open up the phone lines, 800-636-1067. Speaking of the Commanders, how has their 6-2 start improved your life? We want to hear how it's made your life better. The Commanders being 6-2 out of the gate, atop the NFC East, on top of the Eagles who are 5-2. Cowboys are struggling at 3-4. Giants are way down at the bottom at 2-6. Your Commanders are 6-2. How has it made your life better at this point? 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls on that next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Before the season started, a lot of people thought, hey, if the Commanders can get to 6, 7, 8 wins, that's a great turnaround in year one for Dan Quinn and the new coaching staff and Jaden Daniels and all the new players that have come in. They're ahead of schedule. They're 6-2.
They're way ahead of schedule.
6-2 atop the NFC East right now. How has it made your life better? How has it improved your quality of life at this point?
Oh, you sleep better. You just have a better day at work. We're not just sitting there pounding on my team every day.
I don't
day.
Dread watch it. Like, there were times where I would dread watching the product under Ron Rivera and all the countless line of other horrible coaches that have come through here. Like, you would sit down and watch and be like, oh, I'm going to watch this team maybe scrap together 17 points. And I'm going to watch a defense that's going to give up about 30. And it's going to be ugly. It's going to be gross. Now it's all been turned around because of Jaden Daniels.
It's also fun to talk about, like, outside of our jobs. It's like when you're out at Safeway, somebody asks you, how about the Eagles?
Well, people
are in a happier mood.
Right. Well, they're also looking forward to games now.
Yes.
Yeah. As opposed
Definitely
to
more of that.
Last year, there's no way you were looking forward to games.
Yeah. Like, I'll.
You weren't.
I'll reach out to my son. I'll be like, are you coming home for the Commanders game? He'll be like, yeah, I'll come home from College Park. He'll watch it with us in the basement. I think he's done that for at least 3 or 4 of the games. My daughter's bought in. It's awesome.
My daughter,
son is checking in from North Carolina, watching them whenever he can.
My daughter said, can we go to a Commanders game?
Right.
She's never asked that before.
Right. There you go. There's
kids like the hot
tickets. And I said, I said, probably not. Yeah. But she wants to go when she's home for Thanksgiving break.
Right.
I said, that's the Cowboys week. I said, it's going to be tough.
I put in a request for the Steelers game.
There you go.
That's haven't heard crazy back.
Let me know how that goes.
Haven't heard back.
I like that you're the pioneer.
Just think about last year when we were, well, I'm not saying we, I'm not a fan, but Commanders fans were kind of pulling for the tankathon so they could get the highest pick because they wanted to draft a top quarterback.
Oh, just be a fan.
I was this weekend. But now, think about how much it's flipped.
Oh,
right? You're going, you're 6-2, your division. What are you, the number 2 seed right now if the playoffs started?
Mm-hmm.
You're thinking about winning a division.
Right.
Think about it.
I mean, how the curse and stench of Dumb Dumb Dan is gone.
Mm-hmm. Is it actually a coincidence that we're talking about this today? Look at the hat I'm wearing.
I do see you're wearing a Commander's lid. Look at you.
I've had this hat for a year. I think I've worn it twice.
Mm-hmm.
There's shame. I've had shame.
Now you're proud to wear it. You're proud to wear that
I wear
W.
my Nats hat everywhere. And by the way, when I'm on Long Island, it sticks out like a sore thumb.
Yeah.
When I walk around with that Nats hat, mm-hmm. I mean, I see the daggers. I mean, people stare at
me. They hate your guts up there?
No.
Hey, look at this guy.
They're so nice, mm-hmm. but they notice.
Sure.
I've been honest. I don't really like our colors. They're traditional colors, so I think they should be burgundy.
How dare
gold.
You? Burgundy and gold.
Doesn't
tradition.
Match anything. Doesn't match anything. I don't like it. I'm a little.
Who cares?
I'm matchy. Yeah. But I'm getting the pride back.
Yeah.
Today I wore it just completely. I just said, hey, I think I have a Commander's hat. Maybe I'm going to wear it.
Might as well.
Maybe I'm going to wear it. All right.
Break it out.
Let's bang out some of these calls here. Let's go to Eric in Brandywine. Cakes is freaking out because his machine doesn't work.
There we go. I need Valdez's assistance there.
Eric, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. All right. So I got a funny story. So Sunday morning, my wife's like, we got to clean up the basement because one of her friends is coming to stay the weekend. And because we had some construction work down there. And it's on me. I never went down there to tidy up. So we got these $8,000 wood plank floors. And I go down there and I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna clean the floors while I watch the game. Oh. Next thing you know, my wife is coming downstairs. So she like breaks the whole, I can't even watch the game. So now I'm cleaning the floors. And then she's like, what are you putting on the floors? And I'm like, hardwood cleaner. And she's like, these are wood, these are vinyl plank. You don't put hardwood cleaner on vinyl. And it goes off. And now I'm in the doghouse. And now she's like not talking to me. And then I got to check. And then I got to. My daughter was home to go vote, so I got to drop my daughter back.
Did he say this is a funny story about these? I don't see the funny part.
Well,
yet.
Hold on, I did.
No, listen, guys, listen.
All right.
I take my daughter to school, so I miss the whole game. But then get back home, and it's fourth quarter, and I look at the score, and I'm like, it's 15-12. We freaking lost.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm sitting at the table. I see my wife over there cooking. And I'm like, I'm not even going to get any dinner. And we lose it. So I'm sitting at the table eating crackers and cheese. And the next thing I know, I'm like, oh, my God.
Terrible.
Yeah, my wife ruins in the family
room.
Worst
payoff
like,
ever.
Yeah. I mean, you've sold a really funny story.
It's on the call screener.
It wasn't funny, and you had a bad phone.
Can you tell us what the payoff was, Drab? Because I'm sure he told you that long, arduous story. What was the payoff?
I didn't really make it to the payoff.
He didn't know.
I can't talk to the guy.
No, he goes, don't hang up. Yeah. That's, he's just telling everybody, don't hang up.
No. He always says, don't be on Bluetooth.
Oh, right.
And then
right, but
says,
I don't think he's telling, everyone's telling the story.
No, because
I get the gist of it. He told me his wife was pissed off at him. She wasn't making him dinner. He screwed
that
up
was
the hardwood
good
floors.
For you.
Yeah.
And then the Hail Mary happened, and his wife came running into the room, and they were jumping up and down together. And something. I go, all right, good enough. Hang on.
That caller,
I didn't realize it was going to be a four-minute story.
He should continue to listen.
His phone
sucked. He should never call again.
Right.
He should be on the never call again list.
Yeah. You guys are harsh.
Did you see the video somebody sent us? It was a scene from a bar. It might have been a Steelers bar at the end of the. I mean, not a Steelers bar.
A Bears bar.
A Bears bar at the end of the game, and there's one guy who's sweeping.
Okay, mm-hmm.
Like this guy was sweeping, mm-hmm. and then there's people jumping up and down. The women don't care. They're just like talking. Mm-hmm. I was like, "What's the dude
who
was sweeping? Didn't even look back at the TV.
Who is sweeping when the game is on the line? When you're." I mean, there's one play left. Who's got
trying to get out of the bar?
Who's got a broom and dustpan in their hand at that point? I can't relate to people anymore.
Mm.
These are not the same people that I'm surrounded by.
All right, let's go to Rick, calling from Connecticut. Cakes.
On the Odyssey app. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Absolutely, guys. What's up this morning?
Hey, how are you? What's up?
I got a story. It's not as funny as the last one, but it's hysterical.
Yeah.
So anyway, I have an 18-year-old son. His name is Gibbs. And we watch these games. And even when we're up 12-0, all he does is stress. And it's like we're settling for field goals. We're never going to win. We're going to blow the game. And I'm trying to enjoy the game. But at the same time, his stress level makes it. I said, let's enjoy it. We've been waiting so many years for this. I've even got my wife watching the games now, which is unheard of. Her menopause symptoms seem to subside during the game.
Hey, that's a huge positive.
What are the menopause symptoms?
Like hot flashes?
We're winning off the field.
Hot flashes,
that affect
the moods.
You.
Right. What I've done wrong, who didn't empty the dishwasher. Oh, okay. It all goes away for 3 hours. Yeah. It's amazing. Jaden Daniels has changed my life.
He's fixed your wife's menopause. That's great.
Absolutely. We're going to a game this Sunday in Giant Stadium. Right. And when you guys do that, you know, the New York accent, hey, Goomba. That's my life up here in Connecticut. It's like a Sopranos movie every day of my life.
Yeah.
And I told my 18-year-old, if you get in a fight again at Giant Stadium, we're going to go in, we're going to do what we got to do, but you got to keep your mouth zippered because he gets a little chippy. But hopefully they don't let us down. We don't have any letdowns this Sunday, but it has absolutely changed my house.
Perfect. Very good. All right, good to hear.
By the way,
that was a good call.
By the way, unlike great
winning off the field.
So, shocker, yesterday after the show, around one, I actually went over around 2 o'clock. I was working on my short game. All of a sudden, I had my phone in my pocket. It buzzes, and I pick it up, and it's Joe P. Now, Joe P normally.
Working on your short game.
He normally just texts me.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, oh, it's something
urgent
wrong.
Call. Okay.
He goes, hey, EB, I got a guy. Hold on. And it's a guy I met a couple times. He's a huge.
Does JP have him in his phone?
JP probably met him once and tried to figure out his name.
That's a silly recall thing. I'm patting myself on the back.
He's a guy I met a couple times. His son plays lacrosse. Yeah. I think he played for Siena or something. Mm-hmm. I met the dad. Nice guy. And he just happens to be a Skins fan. I don't know why. He's a Skins fan up in Long Island. And he was infuriated. So he called Joe P because he knows Joe P's friend.
Yeah.
And he said he was infuriated at Valdez.
Okay. He's pissed. He's never even met him.
He was like screaming.
Why?
He's like, because he thought that he was throwing out the theory that Jade Daniels had a nipple ring and it wasn't a rib. Okay. He was infuriated.
Oh, really?
Okay. And then he was cursing. Yeah. If you tell that MF-er behind the glass,
JD5 doesn't have no nipple ring. And he said, take that back.
And I think he solved it. All right. Listen, no one believed that except Valdez.
I think there's a small contingent of people that think it's possible.
Okay. But I'm going to debunk it. And I'm sorry that I didn't think of it yesterday. As we talked about, just send us a picture of him at the beach or whatever. Yeah. A month before the draft, maybe a week before the draft, he did the Kevin Hart interview where they were in the ice plunge thing.
Ah, that's right.
And he had
cold
a shirt
as balls.
Off.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. There was no nipple ring.
Well, just because you don't have a nipple ring in during an ice bath doesn't mean you don't have a nipple piercing.
He doesn't have a nipple ring.
That's so funny.
You just want to clear that up. Cleared up. Resolve. No one really thought it except for Valdez and probably a bunch of Ravens fans.
Yeah.
You know, so there must be some sort of closet hate. Like, maybe Lamar has a nipple ring. Maybe he has a Johnson ring. Maybe, who knows what Lamar's
got. Prince Albert.
Maybe he's got a tongue ring.
Hey, Lamar Jackson has a Prince Albert.
Doesn't bother me. It seems to bother you. Doesn't bother me.
It's preposterous.
He could have 10 Johnson rings. Doesn't bother me.
Right. As long as he throws touchdowns.
Right. All right, let's go. So anyway, just to clarify.
Understood.
Okay, that mystery for one person has been solved.
It's been debunked.
Yeah. Let's go to Bill.
What's up, Bill?
Bill, what's up?
Good morning, Junks. How y'all doing?
Hello, Bill.
What's up, Billy?
I'm super duper excited myself and encouraged. The people where I work at Chase Bank, I'm a security there. They're happier. I see a lot of Commanders jerseys right downtown here. Yeah.
More than like previous years, right?
Yes, and my family is happier. Yes, bring back the glory days.
Have you ever had to foil a bank robber working security for Chase Bank?
No. The people up in downtown here in Arlington are very nice. And I even saw Coach Carberry, and I asked him, you know, how was he going to change the Capitals, and he said him and the general manager are going to do some things, and they did.
They have done some things, and I approve of those things. Thank you for the call.
Thanks, Barney Fife.
Thank you, Bill Fife. Let's go to Dylan in Rockville. Hey, Dylan, how's your life changed since the Commanders are on this heater?
My life has changed by, I got a school down in D.C., and our whole school, the whole morale, everything has just been turned upside down.
What school do you go to? Season. Gotta know.
Yeah, what school?
Gonzaga.
I knew it was Gonzaga.
Don't like you.
I knew it.
Oh, come on now. But, I mean, I'm so used to the Ron Rivera era where it's just, you know, we blow something huge and we don't make that play. But that Hail Mary, I almost cried. I was at the game, and that was just, I mean, I'm just not used to that at all. It's completely, like, not a feeling I'm used to.
Right.
I made everything better. My whole mood, my grades are better. Everything's just.
His grades are better.
Hitting those books, my friend.
That's
good
funny.
Job.
Studying harder.
That's awesome.
Well done.
That's awesome. All right. Enjoy. Thank you, Dylan. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
All right, man. As soon as he said I went to school in D.C., I knew it was a Gonzaga
kid. Yeah. Well, we're not Gonzaga fans.
Everybody's life is just battery, babe. The Commanders crushing it. 6-2 out of the gate.
It does.
It's a good
and
thing.
Listen, especially in a time now where we couldn't be more divisive, like politically, like we wanted to just kill each other, metaphorically speaking. Sports brings people together.
Yep.
It's the greatest.
Specifically the Commanders.
Well, when your home team does well,
yep.
It just brightens everybody's mood. It is kind of an incredible, I don't know what the word is for it, but
it's a unifying force.
It is a unifying force, but it's like a wonderful distraction.
Yes.
It's
everybody
amazing.
Needs.
Especially when they're winning.
All right, don't forget, coming up at 8 o'clock, we'll talk more NFL with Ryan Wilson from CBS Sports. And Brian Robinson from the Commanders is set to join the show. He'll be on at 9 a.m., so keep listening. Bank local, cheer local, in business. Every day is game day. Business is always moving, up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank, proudly serving the DMV since 2004. That's 20 years, my friends. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender. Ryan Wilson, NFL writer for CBS Sports, will join the show coming up at 8. But right now, it's time for the Junkies Blitz. That's brought to you by Offenbachers. Visit them in Herndon, Rockville, Gainesville, or Annapolis for a huge selection of hot tubs, swim spas, fire pits, pool tables, and outdoor furniture.
So on Tuesdays, I like to play true-false during the Junkies Blitz. Mm-hmm. I'll start with an NFC's question or statement. True or false, the Eagles will win the NFC East?
False.
I'll say true.
I'll say true because I think they have a cupcake schedule down the stretch. I think it's pretty easy schedule
last
for them.
The Commander game here will be massive.
Are we impressed by their recent win streak? If you look at who they've beaten in the last three, and they have turned it around. There was a narrative that Sirianni was on the hot seat, mm-hmm. yep. and things were falling apart. They've won three in a row. That's changed. And you look at their record, they're just a half game back in the division. But who did they beat?
Browns,
they beat
Giants,
the Browns.
Bengals.
Terrible.
Still with Deshaun Watson at that point.
They beat the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
All right. They clubbed them 28-3. And then they beat the Bengals. Well,
I'd say the Bengals,
Commanders beat all those teams.
The Bengals win is the most impressive. On the road, beat them by 20. But, I mean, it's not that hard to beat the Giants. I mean, they're spiraling out of control. And we've seen the difference in the offense between the Browns, between Deshaun Watson and Jameis Winston.
They still do have to play Baltimore on the road, the Rams on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And if the Rams are healthy, that's going to be very difficult. But that Washington game on December 22nd could be massive. And then they end with the Cowboys and Giants at home.
Yep.
So probably just maybe it comes down to that game right before Christmas. But it looks like they're starting to put together their formula because they're healthy.
Actually, let me amend that. I'm going to say false. Because
thank you.
As weak as the Eagles' closing schedule is, the Commanders have some cupcakes on their schedule, too. They get the Titans.
Yep.
They've got, I'm not going to say the Falcons are a cupcake, but they have them here, I believe.
Yep.
Their schedule's not that daunting.
And those mm-hmm. Cowboys games aren't looking that difficult, right?
I mean,
not
they're
as
always
as they did before the season.
I know, but before the season, you say, all right, well, they'll be lucky to mm-hmm. win one.
Do you see any guarantee when you went through the Eagles? Do you see any guaranteed losers for them?
Guaranteed losers for the Eagles?
Not really.
I don't know about guaranteed, but Baltimore's not going to be
easy. I think at the Ravens is going to be tough.
That would be the
on
one
December
I'd probably
1st.
Say.
I think Steelers would
think
be tough.
Rams and Ravens back to back on the road will be very difficult for them.
And I think at Commanders is going to be tough.
Of course.
They got us twice, Geeks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say true. I think the Eagles have more talent than the Commanders. They're starting to figure it out. Saquon Barkley is the biggest difference maker. I think in the head-to-heads, I don't know if Washington will be able to stop Saquon in that
running
game. He's
actually averaging almost 6 yards per carry.
Yeah, he's at 5.9 yards per carry. Jalen Hurts found the end zone 3 times running the football. A lot of people burying that team, I think, prematurely. I think that they are the best team in the
NFC. It's not a great matchup for us. We've already seen we don't really have anybody that could cover A.J. Brown. I mean, I would put St. Juiced on him, but I think last time
he could run right by St. Juiced.
Huh? He could run. Yeah, you just got to be physical.
Because he's got size and speed.
Yeah, but you just got to be more physical. I don't know.
True or false?
I mean, Jahan Dotson. Oh, my God.
He didn't even play the last game.
I don't think they even feature. I mean, this is. I'm telling you, I don't think he sucks. But if they don't feature you, he's not going to produce.
I don't think he sucks either, but he's not going to beat out A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith for targets in that offense.
But
they
didn't even target him when those guys were out.
Jason, he's got less than one catch per game. Deami Brown laughs at Jahan Dotson.
It's an incredible fall. I don't get it.
He didn't even have a target this last game.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was on the field. I didn't check snap counts. All right, true or false, Anthony Richardson should not have told the truth by admitting he took himself out of the game for being tired. Darius Butler, who used to play with the Colts, talked about this on the McAfee show, said he should have lied.
True. I think he's right.
He should have said, my ribs are bothering me.
He should have said, I don't feel well. He shouldn't have just said, I'm tired.
He doesn't understand the importance. Like, honestly, that was a huge leadership leak.
Or just say something like, my pads kind of came loose. I had to go get them adjusted real quick.
Anything but I'm tired is not gonna sit now, well in an NFL locker room.
And didn't they run the ball the next play? I mean, they can just run the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, right. You're going to get some of your breath back.
Well, you know what's so crazy about that is you saw the scramble, and you see quarterbacks scramble all the time, all over the place. It didn't even look like a
passing.
Tenth. Like, it didn't even look like a tenth of what Jaden does or what Lamar or Josh Allen does.
Is there a way you can, because I'm just trying to defend the kid, because I don't think he's a bad kid.
No.
Is there a way you could say, I agree with that too, but is there a way you could say that he was just being selfless? Like, he didn't want to hurt the team, so he took himself out. A lot of guys are told. Now, that quarterback position is different. You don't have the luxury of just calling, skipping plays. But if you're a DB and you're tired, you're told, hey, let us know. If you're tired, let us know, right? If you're a midfielder in lacrosse, you need to get off the field or you need to miss a rep.
If you're winded,
let us know.
Yeah, but if you're the leader of the team.
But if you're the quarterback, you can't do that.
It's a third and goal.
I know.
And you tap out.
I'm trying to defend the kid. It's hard.
It is hard. It's difficult.
All I know is if I'm Shane Steichen, I'm looking at the next month of games, Vikings, Bills, Jets, and Lions. And look, Steichen's job is to win games. It is not to just develop and coddle a young quarterback. And the best quarterback on the roster that gives him the best chance to win games is Joe Flacco.
Yep.
And I'm going to say, Richardson, you're going to sit and watch a seasoned pro. You're going to watch him do it. I don't know how much this is going to help you, but you're going to be watching. Because we need to win games.
If Flacco played that entire game, they win. And they're 5-3. They're one game back of Houston in the division. Squarely in the mix for the playoffs. 4-4, I don't know.
And I'm sure.
But I don't know what they're going to do going forward, but I agree with you. Yeah. Flacco has to play.
I'm sure there's pressure from the ownership, the front office, to play Richardson. He's a high pick. But if you're Steichen and you want to win games and you want to get to the playoffs, I think Flacco's the path.
True or false, after a 5-0 start, the 5-2 Vikings will miss the playoffs.
Hmm.
I'm gonna say false.
I would say false. I mean they've stubbed their toe.
Let me look at the schedule first.
Next few games, they've got the Colts at the Jags, at the Titans, at the Bears, Cardinals. Not necessarily the hardest schedule.
Just the next two. Too daunting,
the next two alone, they should stack two wins there.
They should.
The Colts and the Jags. I mean, they should beat those teams.
They play the Titans. It's on the road. Anything can happen on the road. But those aren't real difficult teams on the schedule.
I think what you worry about
is... 5-2 is a nice little start to the season. They would have to completely collapse.
They've suffered some injuries on the offensive line.
It's true.
And Sam Darnold is not the greatest when the blitz is coming in on him. So they'll have to get that rectified. But he should get helped by T.J. Hockenson coming back from injury.
Here's the problem.
That's another piece.
Here's the problem. They end the season in Seattle, Green Bay, at Detroit.
Yeah.
Now, maybe the Detroit game doesn't mean anything for the Lions at that point, but if it does, that's going to be difficult.
I could see a collapse. That division is tough. I mean, Bears are in last place. They're 4-3.
I mean,
you have Detroit at 6-1. You've got the Packers at 6-2. Vikings are going to play these teams. I still just don't buy into Sam Darnold being great.
Well, he's not great, but he's been good. He's been better than good.
Sure,
he's been actually very good so far.
I agree.
I just think that with the next three opponents, they've got the Jags, the Colts, and the Titans. I think those are three wins.
I think I'll bet against that.
$10 they don't win.
Yeah,
all three.
I'll bet that.
No, I'm not betting. You guys are ratcheting up the minimum bet.
You just gave him $3.
All right, I'll bet you $2 they don't win all three.
I'll bet each of you $2. They win those three games.
They will not get to
put
eight.
It in the book.
The Vikings will not be 8-2.
So
I think that's an easy win for us.
I think so too.
Skull guy.
All right.
Skull. I don't even know what he means.
You must think Kirk is still there, your boy Kirk.
I do have a hankering for Kirk, but I just root for him in Atlanta now. I know that it's Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold's going to put up a nice stat line by the end of the year.
It's such an awful bet by you, Cakes, in terms of odds.
Who cares? It's $4.
He's going to say it's $4.
It's $4 freaking dollars, okay?
You think the Vikings are going to be 8-2.
But here's the best thing
about it.
They're
playing the Jags, Colts, and Titans. Is there one good team in that bunch?
Browns just beat the Ravens.
I understand.
I mean, anything can happen. I just love it because even when I win, you're not going to pay me because we're going to double it up on something
sure,
else.
That's fine. Double to a $4 bet.
Yes, we will. And then it'll go to 8, and then it'll go to 16.
Yeah,
and
so
then
that's
you'll
the way this works.
Get bitter, and you'll Venmo me.
Mm-hmm.
If you actually look at their last four games, and I don't discredit the wins, but they beat the Packers by 2. It was on the road. All right, give it to them.
It's a good win.
Beat the Jets, who are terrible, in a close game, and they've lost the last two.
On November 18th, when they're 8-2, you guys are going to bring 4 crisp, clean American dollars, place them right here.
I'll give you my $2 bill from
Terrence. I'll take the $2 bill. Venmo. I'll take 200 pennies. I don't care.
Or maybe we'll flip it, and I'll just double it up on something else.
That's fine, too.
But I feel pretty confident.
I've never been more confident than I am about that bet.
Really?
I'm uber confident.
I think I might win it this weekend.
Well, if you're uber confident, why don't you put more on it?
Because I'm not
trying to go.
This is a lot. It's called bravado.
Because he's not that confident.
It's called bravado.
Oh, okay.
It's called hyperbole.
There you go. Okay. Now that I believe.
Yes. I'm definitely going to win that bet. All right. We'll talk more NFL when we come back. Ryan Wilson, who is a CBS Sports NFL writer, he will join us at 8. And don't forget, Brian Robinson, who totes the rock for the Commanders. He'll join us coming up at 9 o'clock here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.